Geek Radio Daily for this Tuesday, September 23rd of 2008. No, it's still the same year. You didn't oversleep. You didn't pull a Red Van Winkle. You didn't drink that much. No, not at all. Hello, welcome to Tuesday. Welcome to the day where we find out all about new DVDs, check in on some mail, and of course, geek news, because what would the day be without it? The Vicar is out today on special assignment. What special assignment is that? Well, it's special. We can't talk about it. Actually, special assignment means that it's... okay, fine. It's a short bus assignment. Actually, I have no idea why he's here. I just had a mysterious cryptic note that says, "Kit, make show," with a little smiley face emoticon. So, until then, you're sitting here with me, the one, the only, Billy Flynn.
Another pointless day where I accomplish nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Gonna kick back, take it nice and easy today. Best way to do that is to start off by talking about some television. TV pages for the evening. So yes, the fall season's here. You may have heard us talk about it on the big weekly show. And that means new shows are starting to creep up. In fact, tonight on CBS, it's The Mentalist. The Mentalist, for those of you that watch Psych, is the serious dramatic version of Psych. You have a guy who has really good memory, who helps people solve crimes, but it's a drama. For those of you that have never seen Psych, this is the show Psych without any of the humor. So there you go. ABC's got a new show this evening. It's J.D. Roth back with Opportunity Knock. It's going to come knock on, folks' house. Knock, 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 knock. Build a game show set in their yard and ask them questions about each other, which means there's no way for me to play along because I don't know the people. And I only like game shows where I can play along as well. Followed by that is Half Their Size. It's the People Magazine Weight Loss Challenge where 8 people struggle to lose weight. Don't struggle. Come by for help and support over at the forums at GeekRadioDaily.com. The GRD Fit Club, baby. We're gonna help you. NBC's got The Biggest Loser. It's families. The contestants go to the Grand Canyon for some strange reason. Fox Tonight, new episode of Fringe. It's called The Arrival, a deadly explosion at a construction site. Dun, dun, dun. What could it possibly be? I don't know. I just don't know. There's also a new episode of House on right before that. Tonight on the CW on 90210, it's Wide Awake and Dreaming. Dixon offers to help Silver backstage. Bow, chicka, bow, chow. Followed by an all-new Privileged, which is called All About What You Really, Really Want. Rose and Sage skip a tutoring session. Oh my God, delinquents! Delinquents! Okay, maybe not. AMC, American Movie Classics, looks at AFI's 10 top 10. They have 10 different categories in which they count, well, top 10. Discovery Channel, Machines of Malice, Ancient Machines, the technology behind some of history's most dreaded devices. Family Channel has a little show called Lincoln Heights. Get this for the Family Channel. Cassie and Charles sleep together. Lizzie's reunited to recruited to attend a private school. The Suttons befriend a reverend and his family. FX has Fantastic Four, Sci-Fi Channel with a new Eureka. Turner Classic Movies has Yentl and Victor Victoria, so it's a cross-dressing night. VH1 has the 100 Greatest Songs of the 90s, if you can find that many. I'm just saying. If I'm watching anything tonight, though, I'm going to be watching Chiller. You're going to have DirecTV to get this, but it's too cool. It's fun, because tonight a man hires a mercenary to destroy gigantic worms that are terrorizing a mining town in the 1800s. Yes, my friends, it's Michael Gross and Billy Drago finally together for Tremors 4, The Legend Begins. I love the Tremors movies. Well, I loved the first one. The rest of them have their dumb, fun kind of thing, so you have to enjoy that. So that's TV for tonight.
Listen up, it's time for mail call.
And taking a look at the mailbag. Hey guys, just listened to GRD Weekly number 27 today. Wanted to say that other than the first night, I have in fact gotten at least 3 hours of sleep a night and have been going to work. As for Smallville, I can't believe that no one over there appears to know that Sam Witwer, the facial model and voice actor for The Apprentice, is appearing in that this season. Huh. I'm thinking he is Darth Doomsday. I believe we're talking about Smallville. I'm thinking he's Darth Doomsday, unless I'm missing crucial knowledge on who Doomsday actually is. Also, what was the name of the project Indiana Jim is working on? I like the sound of it, but can't remember what it was. As ever, the Doctor. Well, first off, Doctor, Indiana Jim right now has Star Wars codenamed Starkeeper, which is just a fantastic, fun Star Wars adventure. Any main characters that you know? No, not really. There's no really main characters, but it's just a fun adventure with some scoundrels in the Star Wars universe. It's pretty good. Now, as far as Doomsday in the Superman comics, as we learned, when Doomsday first showed up, he was just this alien guy. The only way he looked human was the fact that he had a head, arms and legs, and a body. He's got bones protruding out from him. He's not smart. He's just a killing machine, and that's all that he does. We found out later that he was a genetically engineered creature that was actually made on Krypton long, 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 long time ago. So the apprentice is Doomsday. I've never been happy with the fact that Doomsday was in Smallville this year anyway. The Apprentice? I didn't know that. Why? Because, well, I begrudgingly like Smallville. Okay, moving on. Good morning, Billy and the Vicar, who's not here. I, like you, am suspicious of the whole Hadron Collider situation, but something in the New York Times made me laugh. A story actually made it to print that referenced the infernal device as the Hadron Collider. Ha 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 ha. And that's written in the letter. I'm not sure what's funnier, the misprint itself or the fact that the New York Times typesetting department apparently has the word Hadron in their spell check dictionary. Daydreaming about deep-fried macaroni and cheese, I remain Cap'n Crunch. Oh, P.S. In response to the Vicar's question, WWE's Shawn Michael is a spry 43 years old. Pretty old, but not quite as old as Mr. Ric Flair. Good to know. Frank in Canada says, well, last night just brought the greatest American hero to a shattering end. Guess he wasn't wearing the suit. That would be a Heroes reference. If you saw Heroes last night, you know exactly what the man's talking about. And yes, I was really hoping to see more of Mr. Hinkle, depending on which season you watch. But apparently that's just what that is. So yeah, there's a look at the mailbag. You want to send some mail, please do. All you got to ever do is just send an email to podcast Billy Flynn Vicar or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Come on by the forums at geekradiodaily.com/forums for your social geek working. Have yourself a good old time. Going to be right back taking a look at some new DVDs and geek news on this Tuesday, September 23rd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
From the writer and producer of Thesis a Fantasy. From the mind and voice behind The Adventures of Indiana Jim comes a new tale from a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Star Wars, codename Starkeeper.
So you're Starkeeper, eh? Courier of sensitive cargo, known in circles both savory and unsavory, has 100 aliases and assumed names with transponder codes to match, intergalactic man of mystery. You're shorter than I expected.
What's your name?
Arborn Zell.
Don't give me that look, Morgan. I guess they told you my uncle was dead. That figures.
You don't want to get too close to me.
And why is that, Flyboy?
How touching.
Zell!
The answer is simple, miss. Because he's liable to get you killed.
Now give me the data card, or I'll take you and your ship with me.
It ends now.
What are you doing on my ship?
I have the badge. I ask the questions. What are you doing in Curtin Law's personal files?
It's a story of a galactic conspiracy.
So what you're telling me is that this Dark Jedi assassinated 3 members of the Corellian Council, and everyone is engaged in a massive cover-up?
Korsak, this is Horn. I need a unit to...
Ah! The Dorn hangar! Taking fire!
Oh, no you don't! Stop!
Blast! Be advised, suspect fleeing in a sonar ship. Looks like a Lone Scout A, modified.
It's a story worthy of the name Star Wars.
There is much you do not know, my young apprentice.
Why do I suddenly have a very bad feeling about this? Sispawn, he's speeding up!
What?
The filtration plant! He's not gonna...
You still have great value to my employer. Luckily, he won't mind if I break you myself first.
Not only will the Hutts take the blame, but the entire galaxy will fall into chaos.
Star Wars, codename Starkeeper. Available September 6th at podcast.indianajim.net.
Geek Radio Daily for this Tuesday, September 23rd of 2008, a Flynn flying solo adventure. Woohoo! Welcome to it. I got a little bit of a Diet Mountain Dew right now because, man, something about this morning. Do I need some caffeine or what? Anyway, it is Tuesday, so let's get straight to some DVD talk.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you just might. And if you do, there's some stuff out for you today. In fact, just in case you don't own it, and how could you not, The Godfather has been repackaged. It's the Coppola Restoration Gift Set. All 3 movies have a restored picture. Better picture quality than what I have on my DVDs now, but, you know, that's fine. If you don't own it, go get it. If you do own it, well, you'll have to make that judgment call yourself. Sex and the City, the movie, is out today. That's right. Carrie and the girls are back. Ooh, is she going to marry Big? Oh, I don't know. I am so not the audience for this movie. I saw a couple of episodes of Sex and the City, and I don't get it. Ladies, I don't get it. Gay men, I don't get it. Everyone who enjoys the show just don't get it. Something I might get into, Leatherheads. That's the George Clooney, John Krasinski movie about romantic comedy and football there at the beginning of all that, blah, blah, blah. Romantic comedy I will watch again. Run, Fat Boy, Run. Simon Pegg, Hank Azaria, directed by David Schwimmer. The greatest role Thandi Newton has ever played. The only time I think I've ever really liked her in anything. Let's see. Sundown, The Vampire in Retreat, the lost Anthony Hickox movie. The Billionaire Boys Club, the two-part TV movie from the 80s with Judd Nelson as a killer. Samantha Who Season 1 is out today, Christina Applegate's new show. She's not the doctor's daughter. That's the joke we keep doing. She is a lady who, amnesia, doesn't remember who she was. So in the process of figuring out who she was, is she going to become the person she was or the person she used to be? An interesting concept with the idea of identity. Friday the 13th, the series, the first season. Yes, the series. When I was a kid, there was this commercial, Friday the 13th, the series is coming. I was like, oh my God, how are they going to do that? Well, they didn't really, because it has nothing to do with Jason Voorhees, the Friday the 13th movies or anything. Basically, a couple of loosely related people inherit a curio shop, sell off everything, and find out that everything they sold are actually cursed objects that can kill people, and then spend the next three seasons trying to track them all down. But from what anything today really is, in a North Carolina town, there's not a lot of students left because there is a campus killer who likes to practice his own variety of hazing during Hell Week. Today, you can always see if you can pass the final exam. And just because we don't have the vicar doesn't mean we don't have something from the vicar's back room. Today he recommends Girls Gone Camping. You know, I think I've seen that movie, and I can tell you that was...
I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh, sorry.
Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, we talked about it. We talked about how Robert Llewellyn, who plays the voice of... who does Crichton on Red Dwarf, had spilled the beans about the one-episode special they were doing. Well, it turns out, no, directly from the makers, it's four shows. Next year, we're going to see the making of the specials, little behind-the-scenes thing. Show two is going to be Red Dwarf Special Part 1, where the cast get back into character, costume, fantastic. The third one is Red Dwarf Special Part 2, so we're getting a two-part continuation. Show four is a clip show with a serious difference. The shows were broadcast in 2009. If successful, could pave the way for future Red Dwarf TV projects. Thanks to the movie and broadcast wranglers, Grant Naylor, haven't been in a position to produce a new Red Dwarf series in a long time. We miss it. We miss it. You smegheads, we miss it. Dark Horizons reporting that IMAX's second quarter 2008 earnings revealed that Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince will include approximately 25 minutes in IMAX 3D. The previous one, Order of the Phoenix, contained 17 minutes. Unlike IMAX films or segments of The Dark Knight, which shot deliberately in IMAX, these scenes will be converted from existing film like the previous Potter and Superman Returns did. So, you know, not too bad. Harry Potter, allegedly July 17, 2009, unless Daniel Radcliffe's penis shows up in something else. Robert Miller, age 47, owner of Sarge's Comics in New London, Connecticut, had to plead guilty to one count of copyright infringement. According to court documents, he sold unauthorized or pirated DVDs to an undercover agent on three occasions between June of 2004 and April of 2005. Federal agents executed a search warrant at the store in June, and back in June of 2005, and seized at least 778 pirated DVDs and CDs, as well as a CD-DVD burner that was used to make everything. The judge ordered Miller to perform 100 hours of community service to pay restitution in the amount of $9,575 to the MPAA and other victims of his crime. Look, I think we learned a long time ago, Special Antenna, but wow, he sold three DVDs like over a year, basically, about a year, and it took them that long to bust him? Okay, sure. Makes me feel a little more confident about things. So, talking to MTV, M. Night Shyamalan admitted that he's thinking about Unbreakable 2. He says, quote, I tell you, I get asked about it all the time, so it's not an idea I ever forgot. I genuinely just asked the question the other day, should I make Unbreakable 2? I made the mistake of getting caught up in the hype of the immediate reaction of the movie, which experience has shown me is not accurate to any of my movies. And if I'd been more confident and said, I believe in the movie, I love the movie, I should have just go start writing the second one, that would have been all right. Samuel L. Jackson claims that a sequel was planned from the start, but it would have been the middle of a trilogy, of course, that would have seen his character, Elijah Price, get out of a mental institution, have a final showdown with David Dunn, Bruce Willis's character. So since it really was the greatest superhero story that we'd really ever seen, I don't think I'd mind that, but it seems like it has been, well, it's been a little late now, so we're kind of going to miss that. Finally, a group of students at UC Berkeley invented the bubblegum sequencer. It's basically a step sequencer, music sequencer, that uses gumballs to generate MIDI events. It's a multi-row grid with each consisting of 16 holes representing 16th notes in a measure and are color mapped to a specific sample. So get your gum on and make yourself a little bit of music. Geek Radio Daily. Subscribe through iTunes. Please review us while you're there. Join the forums over at the fun geekradiodaily.com. It's a good time. Check out the GRD Weekly, the week-long show featuring Billy Flynn, Vicar, and the Bruce. Geek Radio Daily is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Check out the news store at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
I've spent my entire life doing nothing but collecting comic books. And now there's only time to say,
life well spent!